Regents used words like bold, risky, and sea change to describe the proposal to give more autonomy and flexibility to the 26 UW campuses. The proposal has 21 recommendations that include giving chancellors more responsibilities, simplifying grant application processes, and letting campuses conduct their own program audits. The board unanimously accepted all the recommendations. UW Oshkosh Chancellor Rick Wells says one especially welcome change lets campuses review and approve their own degree programs without having to go through the system. Right now, a new program goes through the vetting process twice, once at the campus level and once at the system level.
So by removing all of those types of steps that we have to go through to prove that this is a quality program, that reduces the amount of time it takes to get a needed program on the street, so to speak, for the citizens of Wisconsin.
The added flexibilities are partly meant to help campuses deal with budget cuts. The UW system is losing $125 million in funding over the next 2 years, and its administration must cut 51 full-time positions. UW System President Kevin Riley says most of those positions will be cut by eliminating current vacancies. The adopted proposal also creates a new position for a liaison between the system and the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Riley says this will allow the system to be more strategic and targeted about investment and economic growth. The proposal now heads to the state legislature's Joint Finance Committee. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.